Good morning. There was a woman whose boyfriend just died. And a suitor for many years called the woman and said his condolences for the death of the boyfriend and said that he wanted to express his intention to take the place of the boyfriend. And the woman said, "Thank you. Now I'm going to call the mortuary and tell them that you want to take his place." I wanted to make you laugh and enjoy this liturgy. Yesterday, Father Joy and Father Noel went to Walmart and to buy some of our supplies. And for the first time, they said they saw empty shelves at Walmart. Let's deal with that first. You see, this coronavirus is an opportunity for all of us to show who we are and what or who we can become. The virus could also help us to somehow stop the panic and bring some peace to others. Be examples of people not to panic, but bring peace. This is also an opportunity for all of us to make the virus into virtues for all of us. Don't contribute to the panic. Be peacemakers. Show your virtues as Christians. As the diocese, when they issued the circular, said, be healthy, be safe, and be holy. That is very important. This season, we don't need the panic. We need to be holy. The church has been in so many plagues and so many of this kind of threat to society. Greater than this. It's not the time to go into our shell and close our minds and not go, as the gospel said, to the well where we can have the living water. It's not time to be afraid. It's time to go where the living water is that will give us real life, that will really quench our thirst. The woman in our gospel today learn this. There are two lessons that we can learn also from that experience. One, we ask ourselves, what is our true thirst? What will really quench the thirst of our soul? They say that money can buy so many things, but it can never buy true happiness. This early, the season of Lent, I'm inviting everyone to curb that desire for pleasures, those desire for treasures of this earth, and instead focus on spiritual treasures and spiritual pleasures, which only God can give through His living water. They say that seawater cannot quench a thirst. The more you drink, those who are stranded on the sea for so many days, the more they drink the seawater they thought that could quench their thirst, the more thirsty they become. The more thirsty they become. Look for the true living water that can quench our thirst. Go to Jesus. Pray. Pray. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. Second and last point. What is true worship? This time of the coronavirus, what is true worship? In our gospel, it says it is the worship of the Spirit and the truth. How do you worship in spirit? How do you worship in truth? Worship in spirit obviously means not just lip service. Worship in spirit means life service. Life service. It is the integration of what we believe and how we put that into life through our actions and our examples, our witnessing, especially this moment. Especially this moment. Our second reading provides us a very good example of what true worship in spirit means. Letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 1-9. The theme of that whole text is very simple. The love of God has been planted into our hearts. Planted into our hearts. Put into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. That's how we worship in spirit. God already planted it in us. But how do we do it? Love, charity. It's not the time to panic. It's the time to intensify our charity. That is why the season of Lent is so beautiful. Because the first two disciplines of Lent will allow you to become more charitable. Prayer and self-denial. Prayer and self-denial. The more we pray, the more we express our communion with God, the more we surrender to God, the more we have that self-denial of the cravings of the flesh, the fear of the flesh, the better we can give an example of the love that God has given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And know that all our journey in this life should be a journey towards the heart of God. It's always a journey towards the heart of God, the heart of Jesus. As Saint Augustine said, "My heart is restless until it rests in Thee." That's the whole theme of the book, The Confession, written by Saint Augustine. And he's simply saying to all of us that in man's heart, there is a void. There is an emptiness. And man keeps searching to fill that void, sometimes through material things, sometimes through worldly ideas, sometimes through worldly pleasures. But because it's an emptiness that God has planted, so that we will seek what truly will fill that emptiness, that void, it's only God who can fill it. Especially when the evil of fear comes in and tells us that we can panic and fill all our fears with the many things that surrounds us, the material things of this world. Brothers and sisters, all we need to do is to have more faith and fill that emptiness in our hearts with our faith in God. Saint Augustine said, and I would repeat, our hearts are restless until it rests in Thee.